Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you here, reminding you the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Come for Valentine's Day. Stick around for the Bull Bash February 15th. And if you don't know what the Bull Bash is, well, you need to go to bullbash.net. And it'll give you all the details on that. It's a fun time. Let me just give you a hint. There are bulls on Main Street and a lot of other stuff. So check it out at visitvalentine.org.
Something you might not have thought about Tri-State Livestock News is all the horse industry things that they cover. Horse and rodeo enthusiasm turns to Tri-State Livestock News Weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. See Tri-State Livestock News. They bring it all to you. Check it out now, tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
I don't know the author on this one, but it was sent into the Good Stuff program a while back. Thank God for small towns.
So, I like it already.
You know, a small town is when the foxtrot is more popular than disco on Saturday night. That might tell you about the decade that this one came out.
Might be.
You know you're in a small town when Third Street is on the edge of town.
Yeah.
Every sport is played on dirt.
Not so much anymore. No. You're right. It's maybe a little older, but it takes you back to those days.
Here's one that still fits. You don't use your turn signals because everyone knows where you're going. You know you're in a small town when you're born on June 13th and your family receives gifts from the local merchants because you're the first baby of the new year.
Oh, that's so cute.
You speak to each dog you pass by name and he wags his tail at you. You know you're in a small town when you dial the wrong number and talk for 15 minutes anyway. You know you're in a small town when you're run off Main Street by a combine. And you know you're in a small town when you can't walk for exercise because every car that passes offers a ride. You get married and the local paper devotes a quarter page to the story. And you know you're in a small town when you drive into the ditch 5 miles out of town and word gets back to town before you do.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you're in a small town when you... The biggest business in town sells machinery.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
You write a check on the wrong bank, and they still cover it for you. You miss a Sunday at church, and you receive a get-well card. And you know you're in a small town when someone asks you how you feel and listens to what you say.
Oh.
Thank God for small towns and the people who live in them. And we have a lot of smaller town radio stations that we love having on the Good Stuff program.
That's right. It's that local environment that is so special. Hey, I've had some of these in the past, and I've got so many good things piled up on my desk that I've picked out because I think they're really good. And so I'm just going to try to get through more of them.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember when kitchens or houses had mud rooms?
Oh, yeah. You come in off the back porch. Yeah. A lot of times there'd be like the washer and dryer would be put in there.
Yeah. Sure. And you just don't hear mud rooms anymore. How about push button switches?
Your phone used to be push button.
No.
The laundry machine used to be push button.
Yeah. The light switch.
Oh, the light
switch. Remember
old
days?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. I was in houses. That wasn't my era, but I remember those push buttons. It seemed like they were always brass.
I thought those were cool.
I did too. I always thought they were amazing, but yet they didn't catch on. How about a front porch?
Yeah, front porches. Those are fun.
And fancy metal floor grates. Remember when people would have floor grates for the heat to come up?
Yep.
Yeah, and the rich folk had the fancy ones.
Okay.
Oh, and most small children had burns on the bottom of their feet that matched that pattern.
Yep.
That's right. Luggage hideaway. You don't see those anymore.
What is that?
That used to be in the house. Like you'd have different compartments in the house and like a closet or something that you just could put your luggage right in.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either, but I've seen pictures. So there we go. Picture rails. When they had plaster and lath and they didn't want to put a bunch of holes in the lath and they just have that railing up high and then they'd hang the pictures off the rail.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that either.
I don't remember it, but you see it, especially if you go tour like old homes, you know.
I'll pay attention now.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Anyway, those are just some old things in homes that you just don't see anymore.
And thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.